be still and know that I am your God. Hey, be still and know, 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 know that I am your God. I know what you've done. I know where you've been. I know you messed up along the way. I know what they think about you. I know what they said about you. I know what they're saying about you. But just be still. I'm still your God. Just be still. Don't move, but be still. Don't move, but be still. Don't say anything, but be still. Don't say anything, but be still. Don't move, but be still. Hey, Tula, was he? Hey, ningu, chico. Chula, 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 hey, chula, bayekele bakhulume, bayekele benzo konke. Bayekele basho konke. Bayekele baklashe. Bayekele bakjinge. Bayekele bakthuke. Bayekele bathawulutho. Ey, bayekele. 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 Sfamandla. Sfamandla. Come on, my son. Sfamandla. Come on, my son. Oh. Oh. This is my son. Sfamandla. What's up? Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. When you open the Bible in the book of Exodus chapter 14, from verse number 13, the Bible speaks about Moses taking the Israelites from the place of Egypt to Canaan. The Bible says on their way they came across the Red Sea. But when God spoke to Moses, he never mentioned the Red Sea. Why? Because the Red Sea was not important. When God says you are going somewhere to your destiny, whatever that you come along, the reason why God never mentioned it, it is because it's not important. It's not important. The Bible says, on their way, oh my God, the Egyptians started changing their mind and followed the people that used to follow. The Israelites, the Egyptians were following Israel, yet Israel were following the people. of fire and the cloud of power. The Bible says when they came to the Red Sea, Moses was confused. People were confused. And God said one thing, be still. Hey, be still. Somebody shout, yeah! Yes!
Sharaborabos! Hurabondarabos! Rianda la lababos! Satabo! Hurianda lababos! Rikabos!
No devil in hell can stand on your way! No demon in hell can stand on your way! Press on! Press on! Yeah!
Sharabos! Rikabondarabos! Press on, press on, press on, press on, press on, Jesus!
Says in the book of Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning God created heaven and earth. As you go down with that chapter, verse 26 to be precisely, the Bible says, and God created man. If anybody creates anything, it's in the person that creates that he knows how much that object can operate. I don't know what the devil might have told you, but I am here to remind you today that there is a man that created you. The devil might damage your body, but the one that creates you, he knows your limitation. He knows your ability. He knows your capability. Whatever the storm you may be, all that you need to know is that the one that created me knows me better than the one that is tempting me. Oh! It does not matter what the enemy can do to you. I'm here to remind you, inside of you, it is the power that God created in you. You can do all things through Christ that stretches you by fire. By force, you will be what God has ordained you to be. Shout with me, by fire, by force, I am what God says I am. I can do what God says I can do. Clap your hands for Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. By fire, by force, I can do all things. By fire, by force, I can be what God says I can be.